Well, it was really great to have Aaron here preaching for us this morning. And so with this being Thanksgiving week and our call to give thanks to the Lord, it seemed like a fitting thing to do a little more singing than normal this evening. And one commentator notes this. He says, "The objective work of salvation is marked by a continuing subjective response." This is the way God's salvation works. He worked. And he did it in time and space. It's accomplished in the person of Christ. And so what are we called to do as a result? Well, we're called to have a continuing overflow of praise and of gratitude and of joy because of his great work. And so we're going to turn to Isaiah chapter 12. Turn in your Bibles there if you would. If you're familiar with the book of Isaiah, you know, as Dave mentioned, that the coming of Christ is promised in those early chapters as Isaiah is speaking after the death of Uzziah, and the kingdom is shaken in a sense. They're wondering what is the salvation of God going to look like, and Isaiah is declaring this good news in the whole book, and the first few chapters lay out the reality that God is going to save. But if you know the book, you know that chapters 13, 14, and following go into God's many judgments on the nations, and it really gets quite bleak. And he's actually telling the people in Judah, hey, things are going to get worse before they get better, by the way. And life is actually going to be pretty lousy. You're going to get hauled away into captivity and all kinds of things that are just not really all that exciting, humanly speaking. And yet, as we come to chapter 12, in anticipation of that, the Lord calls his people to sing and to rejoice because his salvation has been revealed. So we're going to read beginning in verse 1, all of chapter 12. Let's pray before we read. Lord, we thank you for the calling we have to give this kind of subjective response back to you, and we thank you that you tell us to do it objectively. So we pray, Lord, that we would hear your voice this evening and that we would be ready to give that subjective response that would flow from hearts full of appreciation for all that you are and all that you've done. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Thus ends this reading of God's holy word, which we pray he would write on our hearts today and forever. You are familiar probably with that song from the Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling. Tonight's going to be a good night. Tonight's going to be a good night. And the song is not really a good song, but you get the idea of the person is going through the day and is singing already because they're anticipating the party that is to come later. And this is the way all kinds of songs in popular culture work. We are rejoicing in the present because we're anticipating the party that's actually going to come. And this is what the radio blasts through your speakers. And the design is that it's supposed to buoy your spirits through the course of the day so that you can endure, so that you can get through to the time of joy and rejoicing. And as the Lord has declared his salvation here through Isaiah to the people in that day, they're being given this call to sing and to see their hearts lifted up in faith, so that they would be able to endure through the difficulties to the day of the promised Christ and ultimately to the redemption that God would give finally in the second coming of Christ. And the theme is the same for us. If you look at verse 2 here, it's a wondrous verse that the Lord has given us where we confess with Isaiah, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid." Why? For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Brothers and sisters, as we look at this text, the calling is clear. It is that you would make the Lord your song by faith and in action, that you would make the Lord your song so that your faith might be built. We so very often are weak in faith. And what does the Lord do to build our faith? Well, he calls us to sing. And so here we are just after Thanksgiving, remembering all of God's gracious benefits toward us. And we are called as his people to engage in this exercise, which builds the faith of his people, as is promised here in verse 2. I want you to just notice a couple of things that should encourage us. First of all, note here at the end of verse 2 that we're doing this because God has already become my salvation. Isaiah knew his own guilt, saw that in chapter 6, knew the guilt of God's people, the atonement that was needed. That's there in Isaiah chapter 9. And now he is saying, God has given us this promise. He has become our salvation already. And if you've placed your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ, dear friends, you know that the Lord has become your salvation. And if he has not become your salvation before tonight, then tonight is the night for you to know the salvation of your God, that he's the one who has come to forgive sins and to bless those who would repent of their sins and come to him to see their sins wiped away, their shame removed, and their fear taken away. This is the good news of Isaiah. It is the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we sing here because God has already become our salvation. This is the objective work that God did 2,000 years ago so that people like you and me might have our consciences cleansed. And that is a source of great joy. But we also see here that the Lord is our strength and our song in verse 2. And it is fascinating here that God doesn't simply call us to sing about God, right? He doesn't say, well, think about all the good thoughts you have about God and go ahead and sing about that. No, he says here that objectively, the Lord God is my strength and my song. How is it that God himself is our song? What is it that goes on in our singing that expresses or embodies this reality? Well, you remember, of course, that Jesus Christ comes as the Word incarnate. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the one who is the communication from God. He is the Word. And so when we say the Lord is my song, what are we saying? We're saying that he has given us his words in Scripture, breathed out by him. As Dr. Blackwood always used to say, it's as though God breathed his words out from heaven into our mouths, so that then those same perfect words, which are the perfect communication of God, are breathed back to him in praise. That's why we sing the Psalms. It's because the Lord himself has become our song. He's our strength. He's our salvation. And it is he working by the power of his Spirit, not only to give us these words on a page, but also then to work them down into our own hearts, such that the strings of our hearts are plucked. And that as we praise, we experience union with Jesus Christ as we take his words upon our lips and his words become our words and he becomes ours. The Lord is our song, dear friends. And notice then, as we back up in the verse, what is it that happens? Well, the prophet here says that these things are the reason why he will trust and not be afraid. He says he's going to trust, he's not going to be afraid, because the Lord God is his strength and his song and has become his salvation. It's the singing. It's the confessing that he's our salvation. It's experiencing his strength as we are in union in a full-bodied kind of way like this with Jesus Christ that causes us to trust and not be afraid. How is it that faith grows? How is it that belief is strengthened? It's strengthened through union with Jesus Christ, particularly as we praise his name. And that happens because we're going through the hard things of life, right? We all are in our different stations, our different places. But if we're united to the one who is already seated on the throne, and we are singing with one voice his words, we tap into that strength in a sense, as it were. Our faith grows because we know that we are connected with him, and it causes the fear to dissolve because we remember that perfect love casts out fear. And what we experience when we take the words of our Lord Jesus Christ given to us in the Psalms, we experience his love. We experience his comfort. We experience his desire for us to learn to speak the way that he speaks. And so we know all over again that we are his and that he is ours. Wilhelm Sprockel says this. He says, "Joy is the pleasure, delight, and rejoicing of the heart. It is an expression of a spirit set at liberty or enlarged, generated by a present blessing or due to the anticipation of a future blessing." And in this case, it's both, isn't it? Because unlike the black-eyed peas, we don't have a feeling. Or we don't just have a feeling. We have a promise. And we don't just have a promise, but we have the Lord our God, who is our strength and our song, and who has become our salvation. So let's grow in our faith this evening by taking his words upon our own lips, by making the Lord our song. And we can do that not only by exercising in the event, exercising in the activity, but we also want to do it by being fully engaged in mind. We need to be thinking here about our union with Christ and with one another. And we need also then to be singing with zeal and with fervor, because we recognize that this is our battle warm-up exercise, as it were, for us to go forth into the week. The Lord really will be at work in us as we sing with vigor and with joy this evening. And as we grow in our faith, our eyes will be the more fixed upon Jesus Christ, and we will know his salvation with a greater depth and fullness than we have ever known before, even as we anticipate that celebration in the last day, when we will see him face to face, and we will still sing and raise our voices with him. So with that, let's pray, and then we'll move to sing some more. Let's pray. Lord, we do bless your name. We thank you that you are indeed our strength and our song. You have become our salvation. And so, Lord, because of that, as we take your words upon our lips, we pray that you would do what you've promised here, that you'll build our faith, that you would remove our fears, and that you would cause us to grow in a holy boldness and confidence in the wonder of your salvation. Bless us to this end, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.